You're listening to Dubstep and Drag.
I just got an urgent text message from my wife, and this is actually hilarious. So my wife goes, I was halfway through eating a cheese stick tonight. Isla, our daughter, and she said, why are you eating a silver cheese stick? My wife was halfway through a moldy cheese stick.
Oh.
Gross.
Oh.
People born in Wisconsin, man. Different guts. Oh. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. How do you not notice that?
Oh, no.
She's momming.
Does she eat a cheese stick like a barbarian where she just bites it?
Yes. Savage. Yeah, she probably didn't even look when she took her first bite.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I thought I knew her.
The coveted silver cheese stick.
Silver cheese stick.
Hey, she's getting her penicillin.
Yeah, that's right.
It's all fine.
Yeah. She's sick at the end of the week. We know why.
If she's not, that woman has iron guts.
I'll report back on Friday.
Dragons. A D&D 5e actual play podcast with a cyberpunk twist. My name is Matthew, and I will be your game master.
My name is Luke, and I'll play the Luke. I'll play Ash.
Will you?
I don't know.
Sean, I'll be playing Fallen.
We're having fun over there.
I'm Dan, and I'll be playing Alphonse. I just showed him the text. Like, I wasn't making that.
So now we have verification that it was real.
I'm Jason. I'll be playing Dringor Darkmoon.
Dringor Darkmoon.
Confirm and verify.
I am Matt, and I will be playing Norris. Previously on Dubstep and Dragons.
It's supposed to be Norris. You're playing Matt.
Oh, yeah. Norris. Alphonse made a ship. Ash flew a ship. Dringor fell off a ship.
Yes, I did.
Fallen made a crater, and Norris was Norris. So, you guys are standing on the deck of the ship as though nothing is wrong in the world. Just a leisurely cruise across the Shadowfell Forest on this dreary day. And
I thought every day was a dreary day.
Every day is a dreary day. And Dringor, you
hashtag
look down and you see the canopy explode into just branches and shrapnel, and you see this half decayed burnt red dragon's face erupt out of the canopy, flying up towards the ship, and you are, I would say the average crow's nest is probably, what, 100 feet in the air? Something like that. So you're 100 feet above all your friends when you see this.
I'll look down. Does it appear that they see it also?
No.
But they're on top of the ship.
Yeah.
I'm going to do, I can't do it in real life, but one of those cowboy whistles where you stick your fingers in and whistle really loud.
With your passive perceptions, you all hear this very loud whistle. Editor, you can put a whistle sound in there if you will. And you all look up and see Dringor, you know, 100 feet up in the crow's nest.
What signals do you give us, Dringor?
I'll say, big dragon!
Everybody can give me a perception check to see how well you understood what he said.
16.
Okay.
24.
Okay.
22.
Oh, I got to roll for Norris. Norris is fucking clueless. But you all hear, what'd you say?
Big dragon!
Yeah, you all hear him scream out, big dragon. And Norris is standing on the deck. The fuck he say?
And I'll start, like, flapping my arms.
You can't fly! And
Norris, he said dragon.
I don't know where it is, but I'll point in that direction wherever I
start. Like, it's, like, down. Like, it's just off the side of the ship. Like, you can barely see it erupt up out of the canopy over the railing. And you just see this big, angry face flying towards you. And we'll say you're still at that, like, 200 feet mark. And it covers ground fast. It can't quite get to you while you guys are having this conversation.
Is it within, say, 120 feet?
Yeah, but you can't see it.
Okay.
And I will have everybody roll initiative, please. Oh, Norris is going to go real early. Ash, what you got?
21.
Very nice. Ash, 21. Fallen.
11.
11 for Fallen. Alphonse.
21.
21. You have the higher dex, so you will go first. You'll go before Ash. Drangor.
Not to be a three-upper, but 24.
Ooh. Jeez, you guys rolled fucking crazy.
Nice work, Drangor. Thank you very much.
Thanks for noticing. I did see the dragon first, so it makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does make sense. And then Norris rolled a 22. Nice. So you guys all rolled great, except for Fallen, which is kind of what you want for the cleric.
Mm-hmm.
So... the dragon is going to move. He's got an 80-foot fly speed. So he is, we'll say, let's see. That brings it to 100. He's 50 feet away from the ship. And Drangor, you're first.
Being from the Shadowfell, would I know what a dragon is?
You would have heard tell of a Draco Lich. That is around these parts.
Basically an undead dragon?
Yes.
Fire away.
Okay. So yeah, he would be... What's your range? And do you have sharpshooter?
I do.
Okay.
I think it's 60 feet. What's a... I'm using my hand crossbows. Hold on. Oh, it's 30 feet, but 120 is the... So I can shoot within 120. Normally we get disadvantage.
You are 100 feet up, and he is 50 feet below the ship.
Okay.
So you are out of range of your hand crossbow.
Then I will ready my action to fire if it gets within range.
Okay. Hold your action to make your two attacks. Or three attacks. You're a fighter.
Yeah. Technically four if I use both.
Oh, yeah, because you can bonus action.
Yeah.
Ow. Okay. But you can only hold an action or a bonus action. You can't hold both.
I'll just hold my regular attack.
Yeah. Norris is going to do the same. He's going to brace himself, and if it comes within range, he's going to punch it. Alphonse.
I'm going to go over to the railing on this upper deck.
And it would be off the port side, which is... towards you.
And I am going to finger guns him.
Okay.
Pew pew.
Pew 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 pew. Alright, so let me see what finger guns has for
just finger guns.
Can you do it? Do a skate.
24. Does 24 hit?
Yes.
Okay. So I hit all three.
Very nice. Was 24 your lowest?
Yes.
Goodness gracious.
My dice are on fire tonight.
No shit.
I'm gonna need it.
So 15, 19 plus... So for 34 damage.
34 damage. Very nice.
And I am not gonna use any bonus actions at this time.
Okay. Ash.
I'm going to also move to port side.
Okay.
You just move me.
This way?
Port side. There, just to the railing. Yep. Jason's like, oh, you mean off the thing?
I don't want to be out here.
Barrel roll yourself.
And I'm going to use my Eldritch Blaster.
Okay.
I'm going to take two shots. Pew, pew, pew. Two shots.
You should have three.
You should two have attacks with three.
No, that's not how that more? Works.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you get your three Eldritch Blasts.
Perfect. That's not pretty. 16 to hit?
16 does not hit. What about your other two?
Oh, yeah.
You have three total.
21.
Hits.
And a crit.
Okay, that definitely hits.
Sweet.
I don't want to stand up. I need to stand.
It's getting tense.
Hasn't even started. You don't know tense yet.
We can put him down before he gets attacked. That's fine.
Is it possible?
When the crit is a full max damage on everything.
Okay.
So it's 23 on the first. And then... so total damage... 29 damage total.
Okay, so the second one was 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
Super low.
Okay. Fallen.
Perfect. Well, I kind of like what they're doing, so I'm also going to cast, not Eldritch Blast, but Guiding Bolt.
Okay.
Dirty 20?
Hits.
Perfect. So at third level, where are you? Twenty-four points of radiant damage.
Oof.
And the next person has advantage.
24. Okay, that brings us to Faileth. So seeing that all of you have crowded that port side railing, he's going to fly under the ship and come up on the starboard side. And he flies up. And you see these massive claws reach over the hand railing of the deck as it pulls itself around. And it almost uses it like uses it to pivot itself really quickly as it's in full flight. And it lands and it kind of perches on the railing.
I found you. I found you again.
And he's, before he does anything, take your attacks. He is not within range of Norris's attacks.
And I have advantage, right?
Yes, you do.
Yes, on your first attack.
Which means triple advantage.
On one, yes.
Ayo.
It's a nat 20.
Very nice. Roll your damage.
So, max damage on one.
Yeah.
It's going to be 18, 6 of which is radiant.
Okay.
So 13 plus whatever I told you. 18 plus 13.
So 31.
31. And then with my Vex feature, I get advantage on my subsequent attack.
Oh!
Not a crit, but that's a 25 to hit.
Yeah, I suppose that'll hit.
I'll do the solid dice as the radiant damage.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, not on this one.
12 damage.
Okay.
And one more attack. That's a 19, which is also a crit.
That is a crit.
So how do you want to do...
That is a full crit.
Full crit. Okay.
It is a subclass feature. And your
31
crit,
damage.
Your crits aren't near as crazy as they were. Okay. 31 damage. So he is going to... He can hit... We'll say it will be... Ash and Alphonse. You're the only ones that he can hit in one. He is going to... You see he opens his mouth and napalm comes spraying out ahead of him. I need a dexterity saving throw from Alphonse and Ash.
Technically, I think he's within 10 feet. If those stairs...
Yeah, we'll say he's within 10 feet.
19.
Okay.
Dexterity, you said?
Yes.
Ooh. 22.
22, very nice. Alphonse, you will take 63 fire damage.
God damn.
Ash, you will take 31 fire damage.
I'm just gonna use this.
And then we will go back to the top of initiative with Drengor.
Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Eighteen does not hit.
All right. Not a crit, but that definitely hits.
Okay.
Four. 10 damage.
Okay.
Third attack.
Very nice.
Dude, I can't stop. Oh, shoot. I forgot with the piercer, when I do a crit, I deal an extra damage die of piercing damage.
Oh, nice. That does not get doubled.
No. So, 18 plus 4, 22, 25, 6, 31, 33 damage.
Okay. Boy, you are just chipping away at this thing.
How's he looking?
He's still pretty healthy.
Okay.
You guys have definitely taken some big chunks out of him, but he's still got a... He still looks like a big old pool of hit points.
All right, that'll be my turn.
Norris is up. He is going to run over to the dragon, and he is going to try to punch it. Well, he's going to rage and then punch it. He would probably go reckless, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Has he ever not gone reckless?
Yeah, he doesn't always go reckless. He is going to just hit on the first one. And he's going to hit on the second. Somebody want to roll me 8d6?
Oh, God. One second. 8d6?
Yeah. 30. Okay, 30 plus
14. That app is super fast.
44. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alphonse.
Yeah. Just gonna take some more shots at this individual.
I'd like to use some of my movement to just kind of step down and...
Okay.
Just outside of 5 feet of Ash.
Okay.
And I'm gonna take some shots.
Okay.
29 or 30 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
That's only a 14.
That does not.
And that's a 22.
Okay, two hit.
So 22 damage.
Okay.
Finger guns blasting.
So with that, he's going to use two legendary actions for a wing attack. I need dexterity saving throws. From, it'll be Norris, Ash, and Alphonse.
Norris, Ash, and Alphonse?
Yep. Okay.
32.
Man, you're killing those deck saves.
Alphonse,
I crit on that one.
Alphonse, you pass. Okay. Let's see. Or take imagining damage and be not prone. You take no damage. You kind of, just as you come down, you see him wind up his wings and go, and you just step behind the stairwell going down and block yourself from this gust of wind. Ash and
even with a 21?
Norris, yeah, DC 22. Jesus. You are knocked prone and you take 15 bludgeoning damage. And Ash, that'll be you.
Well,
so I'm guessing you're going to use half your movement to stand up.
How much? 1, 2, 3, 4. I will step in front of Alphonse.
Okay.
And that's all my movement I can use, but I'm going to bonus action Hexblade curse him.
Okay.
Why was that so hard to say? La, la, la. And I'm going to then... I'm just going to Eldritch Blast him again.
Okay. When he moved past me, I'd like to use my Warcaster reaction. Since he went, because I wanted to step just outside of his foot, so when he passed me, he walked within 5 feet of me. And I'd like to cast Haste on.
Okay, you now have Haste.
What does that do again?
You have a +2 to AC, you have 1 extra attack, and your movement speed is doubled.
Okay.
So you can get right up into melee, actually, with that.
With that, then, I'm going to get up into melee.
Okay.
Break down my AC. You said +3?
Yep. No, +2 to your AC. Sorry.
All right, I'm going to swing him.
Okay.
Twice.
3 times.
Thrice.
3.
You're hasted.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Swing away. 1's a crit fail.
Jesus. Oh, crit fail. Okay.
Sorry.
I was going to say.
Sorry. The other were 2. 1's a 27 and 1's a 23.
Those both hit.
Okay. And I will... Shit, it's... I can't use Divine Smite. Oh, because I used my bonus action already.
Mm-hmm.
This is new, so...
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah.
Okay.
Dos a d6. The 15 damage.
Is that adding your Hexblade's curse?
No. Let me get that. Thank you.
Yeah.
With the Hexblade's 19.
Thank you. On 4d6 plus your...
I rolled 2 ones.
And you're adding your +5 for your strength?
+6.
Or +6 for... Wow.
It was horrid.
That is some real bad damage rolls.
Yeah.
Okay. After that, he is going to... there's going to be a lair action. So with him batting his wings, he's still clutching onto the railing, and he is going to rock the ship. So I need dexterity saving throws from everybody.
Everybody gets +3.
Except for Drengor and Fallen do not. Okay.
19.
19?
14.
14?
25.
25.
24. I finally rolled good on
dex
save.
So, you failed.
Mm-hmm.
You're right at the edge.
He survived last time. He'll be okay.
So when the ship goes rocking, you are flung off the side of the ship.
Okay.
You can use your reaction to either try to make another dex save to grab the railing, or you can use your reaction to use any fuckery. Who else failed their dex save?
Mm-hmm. What was the failure?
20.
I did.
Okay, so you're prone.
Twice already. Killing the smalls.
So it's a bonus action for it. So as soon as it's my turn, I'll use it. So I'll be falling for the moment.
Okay. Okay. So you guys don't see this, but actually, Drangor, you probably do. You're clutched onto the railing in the crow's nest, and you see falling.
Good.
Luke, with haste, you do get advantage on dex saving throws.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
It's no better.
Okay. Yeah, good call,
thank
though.
You.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys added the +3, though, right? To your saving throws? Okay.
And then...
Actually, I didn't.
Well, you don't get it. Yeah, you're too far.
Oh, yeah.
You're out of his aura. Pollen.
Perfect.
Bonus action. Fly.
Okay. Good call.
Since I'm underneath the ship...
Yeah.
Do I see the nether region of Set Dragon?
No, because he's perched up on the rail. You would have to fly around the ship to get to it.
Okay. Could I get underneath within 35 feet?
You would have to action dash.
Okay.
To get under the ship and then be able to come up where you could see him.
Okay.
In order to get line of sight, you would have to action dash.
Okay, never mind. In that case, I'm going to go straight back up then.
Okay, so you're back up on the deck.
Yep, and I'm just going to be continually flying at this point.
Okay. That's a good call.
I feel like it's the safer option.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to use my action to... We're going to Guiding Bolt again.
Okay.
So... 15?
15 does not hit. And you see this guiding bolt fly out, this radiant energy, and it just disperses off the hard scales of the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
After your turn, he's going to use his last legendary action, and he is going to smash his tail down on Ash. So that is an attack with advantage. That is a crit.
I'm not surprised.
But it is just his tail, so it's not so bad.
Just his giant undead dragon tail, no big deal.
That's 30 damage.
Okay.
And then it is going to be his turn. We'll see if he gets his breath weapon back. He does not. So... I need everybody to make a wisdom saving throw. Actually, just the three around him. So, Ash, Alphonse, Norris.
Oof, not looking good. 12.
Fail.
+3.
Yep.
21.
Pass. Yes, pass. It's weird. He has different DCs for every ability. Mm. It's very strange. And then Norris fails. So Alphonse and Norris are both afraid of the dragon. You have the frightened condition.
So does frightened break haste?
No.
Okay.
You have disadvantage on attacks against him.
Okay.
And you cannot move closer to him.
Okay.
Which doesn't affect you a whole lot except for the disadvantage. And then he is going to, boy, you know, you're prone right in front of him.
Of course.
Munch, munch.
Actually, he's going to use a claw attack. He's going to use his first attack to try to, I'm going to do a contested athletics roll against Norris.
Norris.
Norris has advantage. Okay, not bad. Here, let me bring up Norris's athletics, which I think is crazy. Yeah, +9. So he got a 25. We'll see if the dragon beats a 25. He is strong as fuck. But he does not beat Norris with a dirty 20. So with that not working, he's going to take his other claw and attack you, Ash. Oh, that's not great. That's a 19 to hit?
Doesn't hit.
Okay. So he tries to slash at you, and then he's going to try to bite you. That is a 29 to hit.
That'll hit.
I feel pretty confident. Yeah. Let's see. So you will take 19 piercing plus 7 damage, so plus 7 fire, so 26 total.
Good God.
And then he is going to... he is going to fly up. We'll say 50 feet. So he's like halfway between Drangor and the deck. Mm-hmm. Do I have like... Yeah, fuck it. Yeah.
Is that going to sit on there?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to take that. Here, actually, what we'll do. Crow's nest.
Perfect. Very fancy.
Yeah.
Hey.
Crow's nest. Because I keep forgetting that you're not on the deck.
Not me, baby.
So this works perfectly.
It's almost like I'm meant to be up there.
Yeah. Drangor, you're up.
All right, I think it's time to unload on this stupid dragon.
Hey.
So has anyone used the advantage yet?
He missed. The guiding bolt?
Yeah.
He missed his guiding bolt.
Oh, okay. Guess I'll roll regular. Does a 17 probably doesn't hit?
No.
How about a 22?
Yes.
Okay. Ten damage.
10, okay.
And with the Vex?
Yeah.
That'll hit, not a crit. Oh, that's a 19.
Oh, yeah, that is a crit. Good old champion fighter.
32 damage.
Ooh. And then He's looking pretty rough now.
I forgot that I could take my bonus action since I'm not.
Yeah.
Just a regular hit for 16 damage.
16,
okay. Okay, and I'm going to... Wait, is Action Surge... Is that a bonus action?
No. Action Surge...
I can just use it.
Action Surge is a free thing.
Surge.
You get three more action, or three more attacks.
That's another crit. Let's just roll.
Okay.
One regular hit. And one regular hit.
That fucking elven accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Hannah.
So one attack is 8 damage.
Okay.
8 damage, and then this is the crit. I need to roll one more. So 10, 20, plus 6, 24.
Okay.
Good lord. That's a lot of dice. And that's my turn.
Okay. That'll bring us to Norris.
Is he looking sad at all?
He's, like I said, he's looking pretty rough now. Norris transforms his arm into Lexi's. And he's going to take two shots. Actually, he's going to stand up first. And he's going to take two shots. He is at disadvantage. Holy shit, still hits. Let's see. Fuck, he does so much damage. Let me record that real quick. Okay, that one misses. He is going to... What's the reach on that?
his speed. Okay. He is going to fly up to about 15 feet away from you, Drengor. And he is going to use a tail attack. Or no, actually, for this, he has to use his wing attack. So I need a dexterity saving throw from you. You've been really fucking him up, so...
10.
Does he get advantage since he tied his foot off?
I'm getting to him tying his foot off.
I don't know if that's going
to
be good or bad.
So you are on this crow's nest. You take 15 damage, by the way.
All right, okay.
And you are up on this crow's nest and knocked prone.
Okay.
I feel like it's safe to say another dexterity saving throw is in order.
Nine.
You are... How long was this rope?
I want to say it wouldn't have been too long because I wanted to be able
to... So like 10 feet?
Sure.
You are dangling 10 feet from your foot from the crow's nest.
Okay.
So you are hanging upside down, so we will consider you prone. I feel like that's fair. So attacks will be a disadvantage because you're upside down. We'll still keep you up there, though. that will bring us to... Let's see. That was Drengor. Norris just went. Alphonse.
Same old.
Okay.
Three attacks, two miss, and one is a 30.
Okay. I think a 30 will hit. Yeah,
maybe.
I'm pretty confident.
For a total of 13 damage.
13 damage, okay. He is going to use his last legendary action to play with his new toy, and he's going to make a tail attack against you.
So I have a Cloak of Displacement, so the first attack against me is at disadvantage.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Does he hit the pinata?
Because you're prone, it'll just be a flat roll.
Fine.
That'll be a 20 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay.
He hits the pinata.
Oh.
Is there candy?
You take 17 bludgeoning damage. Ash.
I'm going to get up from prone from where I'm at. And...
He's like, fuck.
Yep. I'm going to... Shoot him.
Okay.
Shoot him.
Uh, 25, 26, and a crit.
Okay. Yeah, all hit.
Okay. So.
I'm assuming you're going to bonus action.
I can't divine it. Smite on. I'm not swinging my sword. It's not a melee.
Oh, yep. You're right. I'm going to shut up. Just so you know, if you read through all your smite options, there are smites that do not require a melee attack.
I will have to read through them.
No.
I did not prepare myself for that, so.
Yeah, for next time.
Next time.
It'll be handy to know.
So we got 10 off rip. Uh, 13, 23, plus 6, plus 3, 26, plus 4. 30 damage.
Hey.
30 damage?
Oof. Okay, he looks like he's getting a bit desperate. So after you, he's gonna lair action. And since he's flying up there, he's going to grab a hold of the main mast and try to break it. So I'm going to make an athletics check. What do you say for a dragon? Like, set the DC 25 to break it. Otherwise, it just rocks.
Okay.
Seem fair to everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never broken a ship as a dragon before, so I'm not really sure.
I don't know. Ask Dan. He's an expert at breaking ships.
So,
it's true.
So you see this massive dragon. He grabs a hold of the mast, and he takes his huge wings, and he gives them one good flap, and his claws snap off the mast. And he is holding it. I need a dexterity saving throw from everybody as this thing cracks off at the base of the ship. If you're flying above the ship, don't worry about a dexterity saving throw. You don't worry about a dexterity saving throw anyway.
I guess I'm already dangling.
Yeah. You know those like paddles? The paddles with the ball? You're the ball.
All right. I kind of did the rope as a gag, but I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah.
13.
29. You're fine. Jesus. You are prone again.
Did you do it at advantage?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's true.
I rolled the same thing.
Darn.
It's fate.
Norris stays upright. He grabs a hold of the railing. Let's see. Fallen.
Well, we're going to stay with Old Reliable.
Okay.
17?
Not so reliable. And he's... So, on Faileth's turn, he's... Fetch! And he takes the mast and he throws it. Drangor, you're flying through the air with your foot attached.
Just
because
it's so fucking cool, I'm just going
to
shoot like this?
Okay, we'll get to you. That's going to be his first attack, and then he's going to fly down, and he's going to make a contested athletics check against Norris. Norris still has advantage.
Oh, wait. So I was on...
You were on the mast that he just threw.
Oh. Well, in that case, can I use one of my misty steps to try to get back on the ship, or is it too quick of a thing?
So you will not get back on the ship because you're not within 30 feet of the deck. I will allow you to misty step over the ship.
With better than nothing.
We will say DC 15 dex check. Natural 20.
Boom!
So as soon as he chucks it, you step. You disappear and you appear above the ship. You're still going to take fall damage.
That's fine.
And we're just going to treat it like you were 100 feet up. So you're going to take 10d6 fall damage. But it's better than falling off the ship.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh. You'll take 38 bludgeoning damage. And like I said, contested athletics against Norris. Norris has a plus 9. Damn, Norris, for a 23. Let's see if the dragon can beat it. He does not have advantage. He beats him by 1 for a 24. And you see Norris get thrown off the side.
No!
That will be, and then he's going to make one bite attack. Now that he's down by the deck, he's going to make one bite attack against you, Ash. I forgot. Plus 14 to hit for a 24.
Yeah.
Okay. You will take, with the bite, 9 plus 7 for 26 damage. And then that is his turn. Drangor.
Okay,
you
so...
You are no longer up here. We're going to say you're on the main deck. You are prone. Or actually, give me a deck saving throw to see if you... somehow land this.
Superhero landing. Superhero landing.
11.
11, you're prone.
Wait, do I get plus? Well, plus 3 probably doesn't matter.
No, it won't matter. But it's your turn.
So you can get up as a movement action, right? That's like half your movement?
It's half your movement.
Okay, I'll get up.
Okay.
And then I'll fire on the dragon.
Okay.
Twenty-three.
Okay.
13 damage.
Okay.
It's crits, baby.
Fuck yeah.
Get him, Drangor.
38 damage.
Oh my god.
Got one more.
Okay.
Damn, that's actually a miss. But I will. I was gonna bonus action heal myself, but I'm gonna shoot with my other.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't hit that time, so I don't get advantage.
Nope.
18?
Misses.
Shit.
Yeah, his hide's just too thick and beefy. So Norris is free falling. He is going to use two legendary actions. I need dexterity saving throws. Well, you're automatically going to... Well, you can roll a disadvantage to, like, to try to avoid the damage. Dex saving throws from you two. Yeah.
I rolled pretty good, actually. 21.
Fail.
10.
Definitely fail. You both take 15 blood. You both take 15 bludgeoning damage. And you're both 29. Yeah, you're fine. Ash just Alphonse just has this shit figured out.
I just see him like what is your deal? Why are you on the ground?
And with that, he can use half of his movement. There's nobody that can get an opportunity attack on him. So he is going to fly up. He's about 30 feet up. Alphonse.
The whole mast is gone?
Yeah, it's snapped off at the base.
And how far is he off the deck?
30 feet.
Do you think my character could realistically jump 15 feet with the enhancements that he has?
With a decent athletics check, yeah.
Okay. I would like to attempt... Well, I'd like to attempt to jump up. And when I jump up, I want my hand to essentially get that molting lava fire feel to it. And I want to have the dragon cast... Or, roll for a DC 17 dex saving throw.
Ooh. So they have advantage against spells and magical effects, and he rolled a 10.
Whew. Okay. What would you like me to roll for the athletics portion?
Just roll athletics. And I'll tell you how it plays out.
It is a 22 to athletics.
So to get 15 feet in the air, even with your modifications, 15 feet is a substantial leap. So you are right next to this railing. You run towards the railing and you kick off of it to give yourself a bit of a boost. And you feel those hydraulic cylinders in your leg just fire off, and it just your right foot plants on the railing and it launches you up in the air, and you get like 20 feet up.
Nice. All right, so I'm gonna cast it at fourth level, so it is 66.
What are you casting?
Burning Hand for 23 damage.
The fire hits, and it almost seems like it draws it in.
Did what I could, guys. Good luck.
and you get the feeling with the fire he's been breathing, he's pretty all right with fire.
Did what I could.
It looks fucking epic, though.
All I was going for.
Yeah, it looks fucking... Like, you guys are watching. Anybody that could see this just watches him launch himself up and flames coming out of his hands.
You did zero real damage, but a million cool damage.
Oh,
exactly.
Thanks.
Exactly. Thanks. That's what 100%. That's what I was trying to get across. It looks cool as fuck. It unfortunately doesn't do anything. I will say, as you leap up at him, he's going to use his last legendary action to try to smack you out of the air with his tail.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to hit. In fact, I don't think it will. It's 17.
That, sir, is a miss.
Yeah, even with a plus 14.
Oh, my gosh.
I rolled a 3.
Oh.
See how that cool damage worked out?
Yeah.
Cool damage.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
You impressed him so much.
Yeah, he doesn't know what to do.
Some might say I'm a rising star.
That brings us to Ash. I'm guessing half your movement.
Duh. I'm going to get back up again.
Fucking deck saving throws are not good for paladins.
I have plus 5 decks and I still can't make them.
Yeah. Proficiency in deck saving throws is really nice against a dragon.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And I'm going to Eldritch Blast. That's all I can really do. That one's cocked. One is a 28. One's a 18 and 15.
One hits.
Sweet.
Where's my dude?
God, really? 8 damage.
Okay. So with the mast getting ripped off, the ship is rocking back and forth, and it feels a lot less stable. It's lost a lot of speed, and it's. I'm not gonna make you guys roll dex saving throws because he's not in contact with the ship on this turn. But the ship is going very slow, and it feels really unstable. Pollen.
I'm going to try and shoot him again. That's a 13.
That is definitely not going to hit. Those guiding bolts just aren't very well guided.
That's going to go. We're going to switch the dice here, see what happens.
All right, let's see if he gets his fire breath back.
Oh, no.
He does. So he's 30 feet up, and you see him, his wings go back, and he just takes in a big breath and just lays fire across the deck. I need... Drengor, you'll be at disadvantage. Ash and Alphonse, dexterity saving throws.
Ooh,
hey, that'll pass.
18.
That will not.
26.
God. Why is my... There we go. Okay.
Plus 3 to both you, Ray.
That was a disadvantage, sadly.
So, failures. So, less than a 21, you will take 63 fire damage.
I'm down.
Okay. If you passed, you will take 31.
Down.
Okay.
Oh, God. It's not looking good.
Okay.
It's got to be close to dead.
It's so fucking close. Like, if that guiding bolt hit, it was questionable. But that is... Oh, no. That is actually the end of... with that... No, he's a dragon. He's got a grudge. You're down. You're still up. You're still up. So it's you two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Norris is falling.
And Norris, You get the idea that Norris has probably become stationary.
He's in the crater we're falling.
Yeah.
Crater number two.
And
with
let's
Norris's
see.
Weight, that's a big crater.
With the crater crew.
He is going to fly up into Alphonse's face. That brings us to Drengor.
Roll me a death saving throw, please.
No peeking.
I won't look.
Question for you. Did he get within 5 feet of me?
Yes, he is within 5 feet of you.
Cool. Can I use my reaction to cast a reactive spell?
That's only if he leaves your melee.
Oh, I didn't know if it was enters too.
No, it's only when they leave.
Cool. Good to go then.
Okay. Norris is gone. Alphonse, you're up, sir.
All right. Three shots. Finger guns.
It will be at disadvantage because he's within melee.
That's okay. I have an idea.
I was going to say, you have spell slots up the wazoo.
Yeah, I'm going to use my bonus action then to Misty Step out of his face.
Okay.
Towards Fallen, because I definitely need some help. Okay. And I'm going to take my three shots. Oh my god. 23.
23
hit.
Will hit.
That's the only shot I landed.
Oh no. Okay.
Oh wait, does 19?
19 just hits.
Okay, so I got two hits off this.
Okay.
For a total, that'll be 12 plus 10.
So
for 22 damage.
22 damage. So you two see. This dragon is, he's got flat, like he was already looking kind of decayed, but all these blows that you guys have dealt to him, he's got flesh just hanging off, and he knuckles into the deck, drug himself in front of Alphonse, just seething. He's got that, like, the liquid that comes out that he ignites is just dripping out of his mouth as he gets down into your face, ready to just bite you in half. And Fallen, you watch as he's about to bite down and Alphonse disappears and appears on the deck right at the bottom of the stairs. And as he does, he puts up his finger guns. Pew, pew. And you watch as one hits and knocks the dragon off balance, and then the other one hits him right at the base of the skull, and he and collapses face first onto the deck and then rolls off the side and plummets down to the ground.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, we lived.
We
Very
did.
Nice.
Should probably show me how to clean, pick up some of these bodies, and I think we lost Norris if you didn't see that.
Yeah, well, first things first, mass cure wounds.
Okay, good call.
That is 21 points of damage for everyone but Luke's character. I'm joking.
Holding grudges.
I'm going to go over there and stab.
And then afterwards, stab him.
Oh, I should have let you get to describe the kill.
That's okay.
My apologies.
No, I like that a lot better.
Okay. You're all up. The dragon. So you guys see there's like this viscous fluid that's all over the deck, and wherever it is on the deck, it's like steaming.
Gross.
and like there's blood and sinew and nastiness all over the deck.
Are we officially out of combat?
Yes.
I'm going to Axe and Surge and heal myself.
You mean Second Wind?
Or Second Wind, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go in and turn off the autopilot.
Oh, so you get into the seat?
Yeah.
And okay, so you experience the... and you are now 360 view of the ship, and you just think, stop. And it comes to a complete halt, hovering in the air.
Perfect. And then can I see where Norris fell within the ship?
Give me a survival check.
That is a crit.
You feel you kind of have a beautiful mind moment. And you think back, okay, we were moving at approximately this pace. He fell off this many seconds ago. And you get a pretty good idea. Give me a perception check.
That is a 21.
You, as the ship, look down and you see Norris on the ground. And he's got his lightning arm pulled off. And he's poking the dragon.
Perfect. I'd like to semi-land the ship so he can get on. And okay. Then I'd like to look for our mast so that we can get that mended.
Okay. The mast is real easy to find. You have to fly a little ways. And this thing is moving slow as fuck. Mm-hmm. So its speed is halved. I have it. It's on your character sheet if you look at extras. I don't remember what the speed of the flying galleon is. Or space galleon.
Space galleon is 30 feet.
Okay.
35 feet.
Okay, so it's split in half, so your speed, we'll say 20 feet. So you guys are moving real, even with telling it to go as fast as it can, it's still going real slow.
Yeah.
But you do make your way down. And you pick up Norris, and he's, what the fuck happened?
Well, you fell.
And I'm the dumb one.
I don't know what to tell you, Norris.
I tell you, it was real fun until I hit the bottom.
Grudge match. That's all I can tell you.
You boys handled yourselves nicely.
It was a close call.
It was all Alphonse.
I don't think so. I think the credit needs to go to our new...
Drangor.
Drangor, yeah.
I just shot it a few times.
But if it wasn't for your quick thoughts and actions to let us know it was there, we would have been hit by surprise.
I'll pull out my hand across the road. Yeah, she's got me out of a couple scuffles once or twice.
So, what do we do now with it now?
Well, I'm thinking it'd be a nice headpiece for the ship. What do you think?
I suppose we can make that happen.
Then help me put that mast back on there so I can mend it.
And he looks over at the mast. And this thing's 100-foot-long piece of wood. The supports for the sails are fucking destroyed. Mm-hmm. Just busted to shit. Jeez. I don't know how we're going to move that thing.
Pulleys?
You guys take the time to rig up a pulley system, and I feel like you guys, it would probably take about a day.
I'd like to try where... I apologize, his name escapes me from an episode ago. Don't judge me. But I'd like to try the whole finger thing along the mast to see if I can make it fall onto the ship.
So you try to drag your fingernail through the air to see if it does
something? Yeah, just along it, like, oh, maybe that works.
You just draw a line with your finger.
What's a good shot?
What's the shot? Damn vampire, you're right. I can't trust him.
Yep.
And
should've lit him on fire.
And slowly stumbling up. Ha! What the fuck?
Oh, Oren, oh, hi. Oren.
What the fuck? What happened?
Which part?
All of it.
Dracolich. Round two.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I suppose he was probably real pissed.
Just a little.
Not happy, no.
I say we use his skull for the front of the ship now.
I like that, yeah. That's a good idea. I feel like shit. Sorry I couldn't help you guys.
No offense, Oren, but you kind of look like shit, too.
Have we parked the ship, or what's...
Yeah, you've brought it down to ground level. The ship is right next to the corpse of the Draco Lich. The mast is off a ways, but you guys can easily see where it landed. So, you guys got a plan for that?
I can cast mending slowly.
But to get it...
Pulleys? Best idea I have.
Well, let me see what I can do. And he, like, cracks his knuckles. And you guys see a... So, coming up out of the ground, it looks like, is this spectral hand. And it's about the size of a person. It's a big-ass spectral hand, and it looks just like Orin's hand. And it flies over to the mast, and you see it, like, it. You can tell, even though it's just a hand and, like, part of a wrist, that it's, like, straining, and you watch this hand kind of drag it across the ground as he uses Bigby's hand, which has a strength of, like, 28.
Wow.
To drag it across the ground over to the ship.
Okay. Whew. I think with your mending and Norris's help and my big old hand, with a little time we can figure this shit out.
Get it set back up so we can run faster.
All right.
And you guys, like, some of you have very little you can do with this.
In the meantime, I'm going to go up. The dragon corpse is still there.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to dig out its heart.
Okay.
Onto the ship, if I can find it. I don't know if a dragon lich has a heart, but...
Give me... First of all, before we handle that, before I forget, I need the two people from the Shadowfell, the two that would be familiar with dragons... to roll either Arcana or History. You two that aren't from the Shadowfell, you can do the same, but with disadvantage.
Ten.
Six.
12.
18.
Goddamn. Coming in clutch when we needed to.
Goddamn bards.
Only it was 27. What? That was the disadvantage number.
Yeah. So you think back to fairy tales and stories that you heard. I look over and I see a red dragon on the TV. you think back to all these fairy tales and stuff, and you think, dragons. That's crazy. What the fuck does a dragon do? And then it occurs to you, dragons collect shit. Dragons collect a lot of shit. I'll leave it at that. Go ahead and make a nature check to see if you can find yourself a heart.
Do you say that out loud, that what you're doing?
I probably would have said, like, I gotta go get something.
Good luck with that.
Guidance.
Okay.
D4.
I'm going to try to chop the head off for us.
Okay. It takes a while. It's a gigantic fucking neck. But you eventually are able to...
Oh, yeah,
give me a nature check to see how cleanly you get
15?
It off. 15? 15. You go digging. You cut open its chest cavity, and it's a real fucker. Like, the scales are still... real tough, densely packed, and you're trying to like get between them and try to make an incision, and you get in there and you're kind of rooting around, and you see what you're pretty sure is the heart, and when you go for it, you're trying to like cut around it, and you accidentally cut it open. And it spews out all this liquid. And you will take...
Good thing I used a couple second winds.
Oh, I'm rolling like shit. You'll take 10 fire damage as it burns the shit out of your hands.
I did 14 on my nature check.
Okay, it's not the cleanest. You kind of hit on one of the vertebrae, and you have to try to like cut around it to get through between the vertebrae. And it's not the cleanest cut. It takes you a little while, but you do successfully remove the head, and the head is like the size of a couch. Like, it's the size of a Geo Metro. Like, it's big. This thing was a gargantuan. I think they're classified as gargantuan. Mm-hmm. Either gargantuan or fucking huge.
Huge.
Huge. It's huge. So yeah, the head is the size of a decent-sized car. But you do successfully chop it off.
Do I get the heart, even though I spilled?
No, that was not the heart.
No. Oh.
you burned yourself while searching for the heart. You found its like napalm sack.
Okay.
And burned yourself. You can keep looking if you want.
I'll look one more time.
Okay, give me another nature check.
You got it this time, Drangor. I'd like to inspire you. Bardic Inspiration, 1d8.
Ooh. Double ones.
Wow.
That's a two.
You take. Twelve fire damage as you try to go rooting around in this thing and burn yourself again.
I'm going to say a quick prayer to the Raven Queen and try it one more time.
Okay.
I really want this thing.
This time, for sure.
You got this. Guidance.
He rolled all those good days.
Nat 20.
Oh, well, there you go.
For 24.
Woo. Is that with both of their shit?
Unfortunately, yes.
What about your... Do you have a plus zero?
Shoot.
To nature?
What, yeah, but can I use my... Tactical second wind.
I don't know if that works for nature check. If it works for nature checks, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, it's if I fail an ability check, I can add.
Oh.
Did I fail?
Oh yeah. No, you didn't fail.
Okay.
Yeah. So once you like totally drain the napalm sack, and get it moved off to the side, you see this petrified. Like stone heart in the middle of this thing, and it is rock solid. But you successfully detach it,
perfect,
and remove it, and it's like 3 feet in diameter, and it weighs. I mean, this thing, like I said, it's petrified. It weighs a couple hundred pounds.
So Drangor fallen. I don't know if this is true in your realm, but back in ours, where we're from, a lot of the legends and stories told that dragons usually had, like, mountains of treasure that adventurers would go after. Would you...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're hoard, yes. Usually hoard gems, knowledge, sometimes trinkets. They're drawn to power.
Do you think he might have some stuff in his hoard that could help us on our quest?
I think he might be on the right track. That would be worth a look.
I wonder how we could ask the ship to get us there.
Let me see what I can do. I'd like to sit down in the ship and try and remember where the dragon popped out.
Okay. Why don't you give me a survival check?
Is Norris still helping with the...
Yes. Yeah, Norris and Orin are trying to brute force this 100-foot... So you see Norris is at the bottom and he's like bear hugging it. and Orin has his Bigby's hand like towards the top. Like trying to steady the top. And so it's the two of them trying to like muscle this thing into place. And
And nobody is there casting mending.
Oh, shit.
But 27. Continue on with what you're doing.
27.
27. You feel pretty confident you remember where he came out at.
I'm going to mark that on the map, hand it to you.
Oh.
Go there. And I'm going to go back to mending.
Okay. So you guys spend... I mean, it's a pretty solid 24 hours trying to get the ship back to full capability. You know, after you get it, you know, it takes you a few hours just to get the base attached. And then Orin takes his Bigby's hand and he can only hold concentration on that for an hour, and I think that uses, I don't know if he can recast it. So you would have to, like, climb up and be casting mending. And then, like, I feel like Norris would be up there and, like, old school, like, trying to tie things off. And, like, after you mend the actual supports, he, like, ties off the mast. And I suppose I would Alphonse help Norris with just trying to attach everything? As dexterous as you are, you're probably a pretty safe bet on that. And probably Drengor.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys spend a decent chunk getting the ship back in working order. But the next day, like, you guys work through the quote unquote night and the next day you feel like, yeah, this thing will probably fly.
Perfect.
I'm guessing everybody wants to take a long rest.
Yes.
After that,
it'd be nice.
Yeah. Before we do any sort of resting, that giant heart I cut out. I can't really move it probably much.
You can roll it.
Roll it down.
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll it away, and kind of set up a little ritual area, and kind of say to the mother of ravens, I offer you this humble sacrifice, letting you know that we took down one of your great abominations, and I'll say like a little prayer to the Raven Queen and.
Give me a religion check. With advantage. You're making an offering.
Shit. 8.
Okay. With advantage?
Ouch. Yeah, I rolled an 8 and a 5.
For a holy man, you should have invested in religion.
I'm not a holy man, I just...
Okay, a religious man. You don't know if anybody heard you. You've been having a lot of trouble for a while connecting with her. Anybody else have anything they would like to do during this period?
Since while they were all about out and about fixing the ship and everything, I'm mounting the head, trying to.
Okay, I'm gonna need
during that time frame when they like.
I'm gonna need two rolls. I need athletics, because this thing's heavy as fuck.
Okay.
Roll your athletics.
Fifteen?
You get it up as far as you can. You're like trying to rest it on your shoulder, and then once you get it up on your shoulder, like Norris takes a break. And he comes over and he, like, puts something underneath it to, like, prop it up so that you can go to the other side and lift that up. And then Norris comes down and puts... And you're, like, slowly building, like, a platform to raise this thing up. It's a real struggle. Now I need you to give me... You're trying to make it look good and aesthetically pleasing and attach it. So it's going to be a performance check. But... Because of your strength check, it's more difficult. So disadvantage.
Okay. Seven plus 3, 10.
You get it like crudely lashed up there. Like you're like, how the fuck do you attach these things? And you just take some hemp rope. And you wrap it around the head and wrap it. It's got this, I can't remember what they're called on those old ships, but it's got like a,
like a wooden mast, but it comes out the front.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember what they're called. But you lash it around that. And you guys all come around. And he's excited, and he comes around and gets all, everybody to come look. And it's a head just crudely tied to the front of the ship. And it's kind of like hanging there. It's not solidly attached.
The jaw's open because I went through the jaw.
Yeah. Like half the jaw, like it's sideways.
It's like open.
You know, it's so crude that it almost makes it look scarier.
I like it.
Yeah. Hey, you feel pretty confident that if somebody came across it, they'd be pretty mortified.
I think I did a good job.
Yeah, nice work.
Okay, so you have a head attached to the front of the ship. You have a mast attached to the ship. You have a heart on the ground. And you have direction.
To the dragon horde.
To the horde.
Okay.
I jump into the cockpit again.
Okay. Give me an animal handling check.
Hey. 11?
You're a pretty... It's been a long fucking day.
Yeah.
You're pretty tired. So it's not a smooth takeoff. And it seems like the mast may need a little the sails may need a little adjustment. It's still a little shaky. But you eventually get the feel for it and you get on your way. It doesn't take very long. You guys didn't fly very far. You come to this area where you fly over until you see the break in the canopy, where all the branches and everything were broken off. And when you look down, you see glowing embers in a circle around a deep pit. And we'll pick it up there next week.
Well, goddammit.
Yeah. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening to this exciting episode of Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to like us on your favorite podcasting platform. Drop us a like, follow, and subscribe. Don't forget to leave a comment to let us know what your thoughts are on it, on this action-filled adventure where I spent half the time on the ground.
At least I only crit on you once, and it was just with a tail.
It's true. Very true. Anyways.
Would it be Dubstep if you didn't get credit?
Yeah, it wouldn't be. A Matt campaign without Luke getting critted on. But until next time, we'll see what we find in this gorgeous dragon horde. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.